views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
What's up, everyone out there? Tonight, it's another live show from Chuck. It's Soul Searching. Listen, tonight we got a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of everything. And we got the NJ Rope Crew back for their third time on the show. These guys are going to become co-hosts soon.
Does that come with pay?
Yeah.
I want a raise.
Already? I haven't even hired you.
Well, you know, a girl's got to make a living.
We got a couple people out there in the chat room. I hope you guys hang around because my show's usually upbeat, to the point, and funny unless I've had a bad day. Today's been a good day.
Yay!
So,
how you doing, Chuck?
Not bad. I was going to ask you the same question. You beat me to it.
I did. See, I should be hosting, right? You got me on. I'm just practicing for when you bring me on board.
I was actually gonna introduce a co-host tonight, but I haven't spoken to her all week. She wasn't feeling very well last week, so she didn't start. A girl on my team, Heather, loves to listen to the show, and I figured I'd try to bring her on and see how it goes. But I didn't talk to her, so you know how it is. You get caught up in so many other things, and you know it's a holiday week, and the weekends are packed, slam full, and you're still trying to hunt a ghost once in a while, you know. Just,
yeah, we know anything about that.
Yeah, I know, right? I think last time we were on, we were talking about, I'm not even sure what the subject was when we finished, but we were talking about your team, how big it is, how you train them, things like that. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit more about the photography you've captured, places you've been, you know, a couple other things, how you guys do public gatherings, like how you volunteer, because that's what it all comes down to is that's what I've been doing a lot of my time lately. Like all my spare time, all my ghost hunting time has turned into volunteering for historic places.
Yeah, that seems to be the we enjoy it. I know we like getting out to those places and you know, seeing them. First of all, just going to places, like, for instance, we were just out of Gettysburg, just going to a place like that, the atmosphere, it's surreal. I mean, you have to just be so respectful, solemn ground.
Right. No matter what you're doing, you have to be respectful. You know.
It's just amazing. I mean, that particular location. I mean, aside from ghost hunting or anything like that, just being present in a place like that, where just so much happened in a matter of 3 days. I mean, it's just an amazing experience to be there.
Very sober.
You know, if you're a believer.
Ghosts and stuff. I mean, that's what, you know, one of the big highlights of the area, almost haunted place in the world. But it's certainly just a surreal atmosphere. And you know, and what you're saying is a place like that, if we were closer, it'd be awesome to just go and just get a rake and rake leaves for it. I mean, just to be there, the atmosphere would be awesome.
And that's exactly what I've been doing. You know, and you guys do it too. I mean, we talk about this every time you're on the show. But I don't know if anybody keeps up my Facebook page out there. Almost everyone that I know out there is a friend with me. So. Over last weekend, you'd see pictures of me at a place called Morton Homestead, where we were tearing down all the trees and we're trying to expand the parking lot. And we did a lot of work. I mean, a lot of work. And, you know, spent the whole day out there cutting down trees and hauling trees and mulching and chipping. And, you know, it's stuff that's got to be done. And it seems like no one wants to do it anymore. No one has pride in what they're doing.
Right. Now, nobody has time anymore, you know, so unfortunately, is the case. Yeah. Everybody's working so hard just to pay their bills.
Right.
But, and you forget about the finer things in life, really. I mean, it's
right,
not all
right.
about that. So.
And to be honest, what it all comes down to is I've already spoken to these people. I'm going to end up running the paranormal there. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that. But that's also going to take away from ghost hunting. You know, I'll have to be there on Friday and Saturday nights for other teams.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it helps me because I'm moving, you know, we discussed a couple weeks ago, my team is moving more toward a brand than a team. You know, we'll still have the Simply Paranormal team, but we're going to start selling products under the name as well as, you know, like T-shirts. I have a magazine I'm producing. Everyone's super excited about. You know, there's a lot going on. So, to be honest, it's so hard to book a radio show at this point. I mean, I'm only two or three shows out, and when I first started, I was six, seven shows out.
Right.
And it's just because the amount of time that I have going from one project to the other doesn't give me time to write a whole bunch of people. And then I end up calling somebody like Joey out in the chat room saying, hey, you got to come on tonight because I didn't book anybody. He's like, yes, all right, let's do this. But, you know, it always turns out to be a good show anyway. It's just like, you know, there's a lot of voices that come on the show that people enjoy hearing, and they're becoming regulars. And, you know, everybody's favorite person, Kenny Biddle, for example, I got a feeling he's just going to be a once-a-monther because he's funny, fun, and, you know, he's to the point. And
that's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Yeah. He's a good guy. He just doesn't see eye to eye with a bunch of people.
And he has his reasons.
Yeah. So. Well, I was hoping I could go. They're all going to the Shanley Hotel this weekend for the holiday weekend. One of our friends, Robin.
Never been there.
One of our friends, Robin, rented the place out for the entire weekend, and it's a holiday weekend, and they paid a chunk of change.
I'm sure of it.
And
we've discussed that before in the past as well. I mean, any of these places you go to these days cost you a chunk of change. So
yeah, but you know, when you actually look at it, the overall perspective, you know, if you're bringing 20 people in and they're all paying $100 a piece for the weekend, or if you're bringing 10 people in and they're paying $200, it's a holiday weekend, it's an extended weekend.
Right.
And I think it was rented privately so that they could have alcoholic beverages. Because they're actually going to cook out every day for Sal and a couple things like that from what I've heard. And I find that to be absolutely awesome, to spend the entire weekend in a haunted house. And, you know, he's got bills to pay too, so with 20 people there. And Sal usually supplies food and things too. So, you know, it's not a bad price. There's continental breakfast every morning. You know, it ain't too bad. I went up there. We spent overnight one night last year. Maybe it was 2011, November of 2011, November 5th, because that was the first public investigation we ever done. And we spent overnight there, and it was absolutely awesome. It still ranks one of our best investigations ever. You know, it's a long drive, but it is. And I actually have free tickets there. I'm still waiting to use. They have a beautiful new logo that I designed. So.
Mm-hmm. I like to get there sometime. It's just a matter of scheduling it a being able to walk away from things, reality, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, I'm with you.
I mean, you figure the drive there alone is, what, you know, probably good 4 hours. I mean, I don't know where we'll
come. It's about 4.5. And then you got the kids, too. It's just like us. We have to find a babysitter for a weekend, you know.
Right, exactly. I mean, that would be difficult with the family. So
it's so hard,
But, you know, it's something down the road that will definitely happen. Overnighters are good. Like I said, we're going to be coming out to the Selma on the 13th. That's an overnight investigation.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Something we're looking forward to, getting out there and hitting that place for as much as the 12 hours we can stand.
Oh, it's going to be – you're going to like it. I mean, you know what? You guys got to go all the way back to Jersey afterward. You'll probably be there till at least 6 because almost everybody makes it till the sun comes up.
So. The hours will go by quick. I mean, we'll definitely make it. We might not be standing when it's all said and done.
Yeah, well, you know, look, man, there's a video of me there snoring on multiple occasions. I kick out on a cot and just go. Wake me up in an hour.
Gotta do what you gotta do. You
That's
know?
Right.
And then we actually investigated. Where was it? It was the Salem Creekside Manor, and we did. I guess it was like a 12-hour investigation there as well.
We did.
And
4:30 with an interesting.
About 4:30, 5 o'clock, we decided that had been enough. We were pretty much toast for the rest of the night. So. And then going to sleep in a place like that where you're just walking around and asking a bunch of questions, you know, it can be a little disconcerting to some. I found myself sleeping out in a patio. I think I didn't like the idea of sleeping in a in a room. I was just asking a bunch of questions, but no, it was a good time. You know, all joking aside, it was great investigation. A lot of great stuff turned up there. But that's another place you guys should try if you ever get a chance.
You guys are going to love Selma. I'd like to get with you or call you or something before then, or you know, even if maybe Steve and Lisa invite me up there when you guys get there. I'd like to tell you about a few things I've captured and see if you can, you know, focus on those too.
Definitely.
Recently, dude, just our last investigation there, which I think was about 6 weeks ago, maybe 7 weeks ago, I got on video the basement door. The latch popped up and the door came open. And,
cool.
And it's one of those hook. It's a hook and loop latch.
So you actually have to. Yeah.
You actually have to push
it. Takes a little energy.
It's
out of there.
Oh man.
Good stuff.
And it's on audio, and you hear me turn around and freak out and all kind of cool stuff.
You didn't run out and say, run, dude.
No, I was like, yo, come here, look at this. Let's get closer. Look at this.
Okay, that's more like it. That's right. Yeah. We're going to check it out, see what caused it. No, we don't go for run, dude.
Then we open the door and close it like 9 times and try and get it happen again. It doesn't happen. And you're like,
Then that's something you put that out as a piece of treasure that you have you captured there.
Yeah, I don't share my evidence anymore.
You were saying that. I took a risk and put a lot of ours up online.
It's not even about the drama at this point because it's all gone at this right now. I mean, right now until I put my evidence out there, right? But it's just,
you know what, you captured it. You know what it is. I mean, as long as you're willing to stand up and say it is what it is, nobody can push anybody to give a damn.
I don't want Kenny Biddle to bash on it.
Well, I mean, he said he can legitimately.
I'm just kidding. I'm hoping he hears this.
I've never been one to sit there and say that. If I put something out there and someone can get the bunker for me, then absolutely. I mean, I can say we're doing the best we can. So
right, that's the whole point. I mean, you don't. It's like I asked a question a couple of weeks ago. I said, would you rather paranormal investigators come into your house and do everything they can to make or create phony audio and then come back and tell you this is what it was? Or would you like for them to be there for 10 hours and come back to you a week later and say, I'm sorry, we didn't find anything? Because most of those people that get in touch with you for help would rather you not find anything. You know?
At times, I think that's the case. I mean, I tell you one thing. I mean, we're sort of a, in a sense, a resolutions team as well. So we'll try and assist in a situation where we do find something. So that being said, I mean, you know, that's not exactly the easiest task in the world once you start that process. So you have to, I prefer to go into a house and find absolutely nothing because then I don't have to deal with it.
Right.
In a sense. But either way works for us. I mean, if I walk in there and debunk every single claim that a person has and they're satisfied with that, then I've done my job. If I walk in there and I capture 30 EVPs and two awesome or three awesome pictures or whatever, and they're satisfied with that and need nothing else, and I've done my job. You know, but if they want me to deal with the 30 EVPs, then it becomes a bit of a hassle. So, once you start that process, you're not always going to win. In fact, your ratio is probably going to be you're going to lose more. You're going to win when it comes down to it. So,
right.
Yeah, really, it's once you commit, you're committed. You can't just walk away.
Yeah, well said. And a shout out to all my guests out there in the chat room. I know you guys are really to hear NJ Rope and Mr. Frank there. But there's a lot of people in there I know. And D said that last year they were all down in the basement. They came upstairs, went back down. The door was locked. She knocked and asked if they could come back, and the door latch popped up.
Okay, so this is at the Soma.
So this is a reoccurring thing.
At the Soma. All right, here's where we'll be.
Yeah, the basement door. Basement
the basement door. Okay, we're going to have a camera on that. That's for sure.
Yeah, I need to find a way to get over there that day. That's what I need to do. I don't know.
Absolutely. Come on out. Join us for a little bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what else is new? You guys went to Gettysburg recently?
We did. Yeah, we were out there last week. And that was, like I said, a surreal experience out there, just the atmosphere alone. But the did do an investigation of the best you can. Of the actual hotspots of the battlefield, and actually turned out with some really really great evidence. So it made it worth it. It's amazing. You go to a place. I was telling Katie and Kerry here earlier before we went on the air with you that you go out to a place like that and you're I don't know how many acres that place is. I mean, think about how big Gettysburg is. It's huge, and you go out to this place and you just decide to pull over to the side of the road somewhere and you whip out a voice recorder and you start talking and. You get a response. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you plan that? You can't. You know, the place is gigantic, and we actually did pretty well. I mean, a lot of solid responses.
Now, where did you guys stay when you're down there? Did you stay in like a bed and breakfast or a hotel or?
Well, I was on vacation with the family, and my wife was kind enough to agree to have some members of the team come along for our first day of our vacation just to check the place out. So, but we stayed on in a hotel that was, you know, pretty much on the battlefield. My wife and I and the family. So, you know, once the group went home, they went home that night, and I hung around for 2 days out there and got to see the center of Gettysburg, a little bit of the town, and, you know, did a couple of the tourist traps that they have out there, and
that's cool.
Then we headed out, you know, headed elsewhere for a few more days and complete the vacation. But the original plan was to bring people out there for that first day and to just see what we can come up with, and, you know, dig. And I honestly, I didn't expect to find half of what we found out there. I mean, I'm
that was pretty
pleased with what we had captured. I mean, cool between stuff. Photographic evidence as well as EVP evidence. I mean, I guess just you never go to a place like that expecting to walk away with much, especially in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
You know, but they're there. They're there all the time.
Nice. So, nice.
They're there at night. They're there during the day.
So, like I said, we're gonna have to go back there now. We have a couple spots where we know where there's a, you know, certain. I mean, you know, pick up a couple books and read on some books, get a little more history, the background of the place, and try to take that with us. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've seen a post here. What's this here? You got a
history is everything.
Greg, okay. Yeah, next time Greg wants to come out with us. Okay, yeah, it sounds good, Greg. We can arrange that.
Greg, they can arrange that.
we can definitely have him. Greg's a friend of ours. He's been a great supporter of the group, and you know, he helped us out getting us into a location. Absolutely, we'd love to take Greg along. He's got some awesome pictures too. Greg takes some great pictures himself, so he's an investigator who does wonderful work with his camera. Really got some amazing shots. You should check him out sometime. I want to catch him on Facebook if he's there, willing to talk to you. But anyway, we appreciate what Greg's done for us. And if Greg wants to go to Gettysburg, it'd be our pleasure to take him along for a ride out to Gettysburg with us. So.
Ding, ding, ding. You have won a trip to Gettysburg.
There you go.
What is sign door number one?
You sound like the guy on Price is Right and is talking about the trip package.
The trip package, yeah, real package for you ride out to Gettysburg.
Come on down.
Okay.
Tell you, but the way he sounds good. I'm ready. There he goes. He's ready to go. Yeah, then we're in. We're going out there in October. So just so you know, plan your schedule. I'll talk to you about it, Greg.
All right, it's in my schedule.
Talk to the guy in the chat room. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, right. It's in my schedule. I'll be Greg.
Well, who cares about the host? We don't need to talk to the host. Talk to the guy in the chat room. But I
talk to the host all the time.
There you go.
You guys are awesome.
We try.
So, have you done any like public gatherings? Like, I guess what I'm getting at is a friend of mine, John Fowler from Midnight Watchman.
All right, we know him very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he recently went to a pizza shop and sat up there for like 6 hours to meet his fans.
That I've seen a couple groups doing that, and I was thinking of trying to find a location we can do that. We go. We generally go to like festivals, like for instance the Blackwood Pumpkin Festival.
Yes.
Now you'll find us at a place like that where there's a lot of people.
I've never heard of it, but now I want to go. See how you do that.
Hey, well, I'm telling you, that's a great place. We can check it out. They have. I mean, it's
you have your people call my people, and we'll get together and do lunch or send an email or something.
Do,
yeah.
I guess it's talk, my job, huh?
Yeah. That was Curry's job.
See, he turned around and looked at the girls and said, "You guys call Juck."
I'll have my people call your people.
Right.
So we do that. We do like the Witches Ball. We've done the Witches Ball for the last few years in Mount Holly.
Right. I've seen you guys at the Witches Ball.
But I would like to go somewhere and just set up a table in front of a store. For instance, another group, the Fairless Hills group, I've noticed that they've done some places where they've gone and just set up a table. And, you know, I think they support the Alex Lemonade Stand, which is a great cause.
Yeah, I've seen that recently.
Yeah. Yeah, so they go out and do. So I'd like to come up with something like that somewhere where we can hook up with a location and just show up once in a while and talk to people. We are going to be going to the Berlin Farmers Market don't know if you know where Berlin, New Jersey is at, but we're going to be going there in a similar fashion. We'll be setting up in a store there for a few hours to talk to people about different incense.
Keep me posted on these things. I'll come out with a recorder and I'll do like a live questionnaire or something. We'll play it on the radio, man.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. I can do that.
Yeah, I go to a lot of events.
My people call you, so, okay?
Yeah, have your people. Yeah,
we'll do my people call your people again. So
right. We'll do lunch. On that.
But no, I say we try. Mainly our – we like to go – for instance, we go to the Fort Mifflin, as I mentioned before. We'll go over there and help them clean up the fort for a day. Or we're big supporters of charities. You know, if the American Heart – association, send them a donation for their walk, something like that, just to put money into something that's a positive for society.
Well, you can do that when you have all that money, Frank.
Oh yeah, we're loaded, but I can say no. But you're never talking a large donation. You know, $20-$25, but it's the purpose of just trying. Not so much, we don't get anything for it. I mean, nobody cares about NJ Road Paranormal when you do that. It's just a good cause,
right?
We like to try and support. We don't. It isn't like we walk away and everybody says, "Oh, we need to call NJ Rope and thank them." I mean, they don't care about our $25, but it helps towards the cause for the greater purpose.
Looks good on our resume.
We put it on there just to show that we're active with it. We do have on there a link to the people to contact us if they want us to come out for an event. I mean, if anybody's listening would want a paranormal group to come and sit with them, you can contact us.
Absolutely.
We'll come and sit there. So.
Hey, D, listen, out there in the chat room, I need to come check out your jewelry shop. You need to get in touch with me. Have your people call my people. We'll do lunch, too.
Okay. There you go.
If anybody wants to do that, just go to our website, www.njrope.com.
Yeah, post that in the chat room. That's what it's there for.
And we've also done, supported raffles. We've gone to, we gave the money to the Philadelphia Walk for Animals. Just small causes like that.
Cancer Society
for Curry. So, those are kind of things we look for when the opportunity comes along, to throw $25, $30, $20, whatever we have.
To me, that is a paranormal team trying to change the world. And it's all being done the perfect way. You guys are on the right track. I don't care what anybody says about you.
Well, that's good. Have you heard things? How about people call your people?
Yeah, right.
Do I have to hurt anybody?
We've also done events, though. I mean, you go to a place, we've hosted some events. For instance, we hosted a Red Mill charity event that was strictly all the funds that came in as a result of the event that we put out there was went right to the mill to help restore the place. So those are kind of things we look for. We don't ever take anything back from it. We don't take any kind of give us 10% or 20% or anything like that. It's more about let's go out there, spend a day. Support a cause, talk to as many people as we can talk to. That's kind of our payback, educate the public. We really are big on education. As we mentioned before, our training is what we pride ourselves in. We do take that seriously. We try and really to not only our members, but society as a whole. One person at a time is the way I like to say it, because you really can't convert the entire world when it comes to this, but certainly can influence one or two people at a time, and the word spreads that this stuff is real.
It makes a world of difference, really.
Well, I find that there's a lot of people out there who watch television shows. And we started that way. I mean, who hasn't? Everybody pretty much watches television shows.
Oh my God, this is really cool. I could do this, or no, I couldn't do this.
But the problem with it is they go out there. A lot of people go out there and they.
They mock what they see.
The Hollywood is the right way, and it isn't necessarily the right way to do it. So we try and give people a view of what it's really all about. There's a lot more out there than meets the eye, so literally.
The paranormal field came into play so quick, and over the last couple of years it's become so big. I think we're going to watch it go out just as fast.
It likely could, but there's a lot of people. There's a lot of groups that have come out of nowhere. And it's not somebody you won't see all the paranormal world disappear. And for instance, groups like our NJ Rope or our South Jersey Ghost. I mean, your group's taking a different direction, but groups that are established and are trying to make a difference out there, they're the ones that are going to hang around. So a lot of smaller groups that come in just for the adventure of it.
I'm in it for the adventure now. I'm not going to lie. I'll put it out there.
You might be pretty adventurous, but you're trying to take a different route with it. You
know, right, I am. I'm definitely going a different route. But
some
like
people that are, they just grab a K2 meter and they call themselves a paranormal group.
Nah, no way.
But once they realize how much work goes into doing what we do,
dude, I went.
I've known people that have already gone into it with the expectation that I'm going to do this, and then 6 months later they're like, "Oh, that's too much."
Wow,
work.
That's a lot to do. Yeah,
this is what it was. You know, and not me. Just they're saying. Oh, I didn't realize that it was going to be like this. It's like, well, what did you think it was going to be like? You just don't go out to a location and ask questions and be done with it. It's like you have to analyze the evidence. You have
to, or
you have to get back to the client.
My biggest problem right now is getting the evidence analyzed because, you know, my last Selma Mansion investigation was a 6-hour setup. We had live cams on the internet.
Right. And you have to go back and listen to all that stuff.
Yeah. So we had... I mean, we had 9 or 8 night vision cams set up on a DVR system, 3 mobile cams, 6 recorders. We're talking about hundreds of hours of video and audio, man. Not 10, not the 8 that you were there, you know?
Right. Hundreds. Oh, it adds up. You get 10 voice recorders running. For instance, Selma Mansion, 12 hours. You got 8 voice recorders out there due to math.
That's right. Know?
That's a serious chunk of change there you're going to spend.
People don't understand it. And you know what? It is boring listening to the same thing you've already lived.
It's true. But, you know, when you find that EVP, it's not boring anymore. You know, right. But the, right. that makes it all worth it. But in that situation, you know, and then you get back to a private home where, you know, being able to help somebody is what makes it worth it for me there. I mean, I told you, I don't care if I find evidence or not. As long as I walk away from my household or a business that's being, you know, they need our help, and we walk away, and they feel better after we're finished with them. Uh-huh. That to me is a win. So that's our motto. We try to try to make a difference.
And, thanks, Greg.
Yep. Hey, look, there's a voice we haven't heard in a little while.
What's that?
What?
Who all's over there with you right now?
It's Carrie and Katie.
Yeah, that's one of you guys aren't talking much.
That's Katie.
That's what I like to observe.
We'll get her to talk a little bit. Now it's all you, Katie. For the next 5 minutes, you got to talk.
Next time she's going to come over to my house and host the show.
Katie's got to talk for 5 minutes straight. Now make her talk, Chuck, for 5 minutes.
Ready? Ready?
Katie,
oh, my God, no.
Start.
Starting now. Go ahead. Ding, ding. Go ahead. You're on.
No.
Let's have the Katie show. It'll be Simply Katie Paranormal now.
There went the show. Downhill.
We'll get her talking a little bit. She's getting better. Katie's a shy one. She's a good investigator, but she's shy.
That's okay. You know, it happens. Not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, at least she's here, you know? She's here. She's out helping. She's supporting the cause here. And
I mean, how much fun really is it when you're sitting in the corner of the room talking into a microphone, wondering what people are thinking about you?
If you worry about it, it could be a lot of fun. Depends on how much you care about it, you know? But I can say, you don't have the personality where you don't give a damn, then who cares what they're thinking, right?
Hey, you guys out in the chat room, if you have any questions, feel free to post your question. We do answer questions. This is, this is a live show unless you're listening to it re-recorded. But today is July 2nd.
My cousin was actually on here as Blue Swirly and then Seamus, so I don't know if that's...
Who's Blue Swirly?
Oh, God.
That's horrible.
All right, I'm about to announce this on national radio here.
Okay.
When I was younger, my cousin and my brother, when we went to go visit my cousin, they had the blue water in the toilet, and they used to joke around and grab me and say they were going to give me a blue swirly and try to shove my head in the toilet.
It's great.
Awesome.
That's awesome. No wonder you hunt ghosts.
A bunch of crazy people, what you say. Every one of us is a little different, a little odd, I'm sure.
There's another one called Booger out there now. It's great.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Who's Booger? I like to know who Booger is.
That's pretty cool.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I mean, you got to have a little fun with it while you're taking it serious as well. So that's mm-hmm. got to maintain the balance.
Now, tell me something. When you're on an investigation and you're in the glory of the... How do I want to word this? When you're in it, when everything's going good, mm-hmm. how much do you actually take into consideration for science? And I say that meaning if you hear something, is it automatically an EVP or, wait a minute, let's figure it out?
A little of both. Sometimes you know that it's clearly a response of some sort. Other times you try and figure out what's going on. I mean, I think it depends on the circumstances for that. We do try and maintain, like I said, the scientific approach is such a, and this is something Kenny would agree with if he's anywhere who listens in, but the science, who are we to really say there's any kind of scientific method? I mean, really, it's, we're using a bunch of equipment and trying to put together some kind of, you know, theory, hypothesis of what's going on. I mean, really, and we aren't following any real scientific process here. We go out there, we set up some equipment, we walk around a K2 meter, and we say, come talk to us. I mean, it really isn't anything. Yeah. But the thing about it is, you know, you have to maintain the approach that you're, or at least we try and maintain the approach that everything can be debunked. Absolutely. You really have to try and focus on that. And we try and come up with methods to present. I mean, sometimes it's difficult. There's certain circumstances where the claims you just can't debunk them.
Right.
But I mean, it's not uncommon for me. I know I've done it. They have to say the door opens by itself. So you jumping, running up and down the hallway, banging the floor. I mean, you do whatever you got to do. We actually have, just so you know what we have. I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But the way the group's supposed to run, when it runs properly, is our technical crew is responsible for debunking throughout the investigation. So that's their job. They know the claims, and they have to do the setup. They are to go around and actually try and debunk the claims as we go from room to room. And that's their focus. So we have people that do try and maintain that focus.
And that's great. That's a great thing to have.
Their job is for that, so that everybody else who's doing the actual questioning, you know, because you do get a little sidetracked with responses. If you're using a ghost box, I mean – ghost box is one of those things you have to be careful with, it, obviously.
Very, very subjective.
It's subjective to where, you know, beyond isn't even a word for it.
Right.
But there are certain things that come across where you just can't deny what you're hearing. I mean, it's a legitimate answer. I mean,
like when you get cursed at, you pretty much know that's,
you know, you're not
going to
hear that.
The
FCC is not going to let that happen.
The,
you know?
Right, so, right.
So there are certain times where you know, and there's other times where you...
You know, I never thought about that. I never thought about that. I've caught several vulgar things on the audio, and I never thought about what she just said. The FCC doesn't let that happen.
I mean, that's legitimate. I mean, you know, how many DJs you hear are on the regular radio stations, you know, throwing out the F-bomb?
Nah, they don't. You don't hear it.
You're not going to hear that.
And
but, you know,
while it's cycling, you know, sometimes it's extremely rare for me that, you know, we'll be on the investigation and, you know, you sit there and try to figure out, oh, was it this? And I'm automatically like, I don't know. I'll wait until I go back to listen to it, because it happens so fast that a lot of times it's not clear. And, you know, you'll go back and listen to the analysis. It's like, okay, that wasn't what I thought it was when we originally heard it. And it could be something completely different.
Right.
You got to be careful when you're using certain pieces of equipment that you don't start drawing a story in your head. I mean, you might hear a word. I mean, for instance, the obelisk. I mean, I mean, some people love the obelisk. They think it's a great piece of equipment. I personally find it doesn't have a place, at least my experiences with it in the paranormal world, because I find that it's just throws out words, random words. I've never really had any major success with it.
I am with you there. I know people that paid $300 for this thing, and I'm just like, you know, I'd have come out with you for 8 hours and been like, tree, dog,
sky, tree.
Cat,
what does that got to do with it? But then the problem with that is there something with the tree outside? Let's go investigate the tree outside.
You get outside and it says stairs.
And you forget
what you're there to
what
do.
What you're doing.
Yeah, you forget your purpose for trying to help the person you're there to help.
Right.
So,
right.
Also, it makes it fun analyzing too, because then you're sitting there trying to. And I meant fun in a sarcastic way, because you're sitting there analyzing and you're focusing on what they're saying, the obelisk is saying, and you're trying to listen for any EVP that may come across in regards to that, and you're forgetting about listening for everything else. So it really takes your attention away from what you need to be doing.
And you go in there with the claims that they see a woman walking through their kitchen, and next thing you know, you're talking to a man who was outside standing next to a tree looking at the clouds in the sky, because all those words came across the obelisk.
Right.
And that throws you off a whole different – now that there isn't a man there who is looking at the tree outside, looking at the sky, whatever I just said. That is possible you have that. But to me, that's not a very useful tool. Things like the ghost box, you know, again, you know, radio stations are a huge impact on that, so you have to be careful what you're listening for. I mean, so certain things work great. Other things, well, as far as I'm concerned, you can lift up the old trash can lid and throw them in there. So that
they make good paperweights, and the ones with lights on them are even better.
They do. We actually bought a we suckered into buying, and it was by no wrongdoing. We ended up buying a germanium diode crystal microphone.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Okay, and we bought this thing, and I went in it with a good faith.
We gave
it
a try.
We gave it like five or six investigations. We gave it a shot. And it was the theory behind it was supposed to knock out any actual voice contamination that the investigator would be putting out there and only pick up from the vibrations of the spirit voice coming across.
Right.
So we ran this thing on five investigations, and it didn't come up with crap other than our voices coming through it. So see, the thing was
low,
and it was low. It took it and distorted everything. So basically, something like that, you give it your $100 try, and you hope for the best, and
some things work, some things don't, and that's one of the things that just didn't really work.
So that's another paperweight.
I get you.
At this point.
You know what I really like? I mean, like, I spit it out there. I say, you know what? I'm in it for entertainment now. I found what I'm looking for. I am absolutely in it for entertainment, and I'll still purchase the items, even if I don't believe in them, but I purchase them for entertainment value. But I really, really, like, I think the best item that I've ever used, not scientifically, but entertaining, has to be the REM pod.
REM pod's pretty cool.
I get so much satisfaction out of that sucker going off when you ask it a question.
I mean, we had an investigation where it had actually gone, and not quickly, like it'll do like beep, beep. Where it went for what, a good 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We had one up in upstate New York, and we laid it on a chair, and this thing went off steady. I mean, we have it all recorded from four different cameras because everybody was so excited to see it. They all ran up with the cameras, and this had to go steady for 45 minutes. But it would turn off, and then we would talk, and then it would turn back on, turn off, turn back on. I mean, it was non-stop, and it had been sitting in the same spot all night long, and it didn't do it until we all went up there and started investigating, which was kind of weird, but
It just shows you there was possible interaction there, which is which is good. So instead of things like the REM pod, I mean that's a, I mean again, it can be interfered with by certain I mean we found that that radio does interfere with it.
Oh sure, you can't use walkie-talkies around it.
Right, I mean, there's certain things that set it off, so you have to be careful with that. And so then, of course, you find that one or two things, or God knows how many things are able to influence. That does throw a bit of skepticism into it.
Hold on, Booger. I'm not sure who you are, but yes, that was the REM pod we were talking about.
The REM pod, yes, REM pod.
I'm thinking of the Booger from the Nerds.
Yes, it came to my mind when I first saw the name up there, but We've had some success with it, but we haven't had huge success with it at this point. We've found that other pieces of equipment are a little more effective at this point. But we have had sometimes it goes off and you'll go back and you'll analyze and you'll actually hear a response at the same time the REM pod's going off. So that doubling up your evidence there really does
absolutely
adds to it, So, but I think if the REM pod were to go off and that's the only thing that happened in an investigation, I wouldn't be able to go into a house and say that it's haunted based on the REM pod going off.
We got another question out there. Mm-hmm. Guest 36918, I'm not sure
that's
who that
Greg.
Is. Okay, Greg, it says, did you ever use music to get the spirits active? And I'm going to start this out.
Okay.
When I first started investigating, I investigated for a group known as the Delaware County Paranormal Investigators. It's an old guy named Bob. And Bob has been in it for a long time, probably close to 11 years now. And we went into a place, where was it? I can't remember the exact location, but it was a private residence. And we actually got the opportunity to use an old-style record player, but one with the cone, the wax cone.
Oh, wow.
And we put one of those wax cones on there, and we let that sucker play. And it was absolutely amazing how much of the equipment responded to that. And that is zero electricity. That's a wind-up spring.
Right.
It was awesome. So, yes, that is possible, and I have done that. And you guys?
We have as well. We've We were at the Ben Salem Creekside Manor. We tried that place has a history of going back to the colonial days with the it's actually
Washington
himself was there. He stayed there, and one of the many, many places he slept. any case, we went in there. What I did is I had downloaded some fife and drum music, colonial music, and we tried playing that to see if that would provoke him or provoke. I say the word provoke, or horrible, say that word, but that would bring on any
don't
activity.
Invoke. Yeah, don't provoke.
Arouse the spirits, if you want to call better words. But anyways, the funny thing about that was we were investigating another part of the building, and we had the music playing in a separate section with voice recorders going.
We were down in the basement.
And we actually said, if you don't like the music, go turn it off. And by the time we came upstairs, the computer was locked up and it was no longer playing. So I don't know if they had a sense of humor with us or if it was actually a computer malfunction, but it certainly was a little peculiar when you say that and you come up with your computer stuck. So
it's kinda
thinking
weird.
That they probably influenced things a little bit. It was neat. You know?
He said a Victrola, and yes, that is exactly what it was. It was a Victrola, and it was an original. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. Yeah. Never forget it.
Now we're having fun.
Now we're having fun, yes.
And here we go with the noises again.
Not me. It's all him.
Nah, well, we didn't play it. We played them all before the show.
I know. That was pretty funny.
They have to.
So you're going to make me play a couple now?
No, they have to be played. They got to be played at the exact right time.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise it's not exactly funny. You know what I mean?
All right. Get it all prepared.
I'm going to get it ready. I'm going to get it out here. It's going to be in standby mode waiting for the
Frank
their
is
right
dying mode. To play sound effects.
Ghost Rider, this is...
Come on.
No, Tower, this is Ghost Rider.
Requesting Spotify. Right? Guys, how was that one? That was pretty appropriate, right?
You guys are a trip. You know what? I need to go out on an investigation with you. I think that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm just going to start going on investigations with everybody else because it's fun.
We're fun people.
Yeah. I can't wait to get out to Seekers Club of the Paranormal up in Queens, New York. Those guys invited me out and I couldn't make it. We had an event going on, and that, if you've seen the pictures of this place, oh, wow. I can't wait to get out there.
Add it to the list.
Yeah. I got a whole bunch of places we're adding to the list here lately. I met a couple people who know some places I've never even heard of. And they're like 10 minutes away.
We always like to hear about new places. You know, it's the same old places get a little boring. So we like to every once in a while we catch wind of a location and someone throws up. We're like, oh, we got to get on that. But then it never happens. We're so busy with private homes. We never get there anyway. And by the time we do remember, where was that place I said to go? So, yeah, really should start writing things down.
Like, we'll have to schedule that for next year.
Yeah, put that on. We'll back that up till next year sometime.
Yeah, a pen and a pad is an investigator's best friend.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
And a planner. God, you never do anything without a planner.
Very true.
They still make those things?
Yes, and I have one.
I do it all on my iPad.
And I have a whiteboard at home, too.
A whiteboard?
I do.
You know
yes,
what?
She does.
As long as she doesn't say chalkboard, we are safe. We are safe.
No, I'm not that old school. I use a whiteboard.
I remember those old chalkboards.
Gotta stay organized.
Yeah, it was like watching ghosts go across the room every time they patted the board.
What?
Hmm?
I'm just blabbing. You know, the dust, the cloud of chalk. Yeah, never mind. Not funny. Wah, 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 wah.
Was that appropriate?
So,
what's that?
So you guys posted your web address and everything out in the chat room.
We did, yes.
Sum it up. You just went to Gettysburg. You got a whole bunch of photos. You got some cool stuff on your website.
Yes, we do. We try.
You also sent me an article we're going to be putting in the magazine. And, yeah.
And you read it, right, Chuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, put me on the spot here. No, don't. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm going to tell you about it. It's about some house in California.
Happy to contribute to it.
Absolutely.
Definitely a great thing you're putting together there. Hopefully it takes off for you.
I hope so, too. It's just getting the time to do it. I mean,
yeah,
I'm the kind of person. I'm the kind of person who doesn't let anything go that's half rate. You know, for me, this is not going to be something you open up and see a bunch of white pages with our words on it. This is going to be something that is totally designed, totally everything. The backgrounds are all going to be colorful. I mean, they're going to have cutouts. They're going to have tidbits of information, facts you didn't know. I'm putting so much into this. I don't even think I'm going to make my deadline because I wanted it out by the end of July. But, you know, I'm hoping to do to start off with a couple a year. You know, if I sell enough on the first one, I'll get a second one out pretty quick. But if I don't, I mean, for me, I have to pay printing costs and everything. So, to be honest with you, I'll be lucky to profit a dollar on each magazine.
Right.
And, you know, some people would still say.
But if people buy it, are you going to put it out there on a stand somewhere? Or are you gonna, is this going to strictly be.
It will strictly be available on the internet. But you can purchase a printed or electronic copy. And if you purchase the printed copy, you'll get the electronic one with it free.
Okay, good. Well, definitely be purchasing a copy.
Sure. Yeah, it shouldn't be that much.
You sold one or two, at least three here, possibly.
Yeah.
Right, it shouldn't be that much. It's going to be based on the amount of pages of the final product, but I'm hoping to keep it around between $10 and $15. And it's to be honest with you, in the world that we live in now, a $15 magazine is every day anymore. You know, there are no more $2 magazines. And the cost of printing and all that has gone up. And, you know, what it comes down to is there won't be any profit. You know, and it's funny because I've already had someone from a paranormal team out there tell me that I'm just ripping people off. And, you know, they don't understand the 160 hours of design that's going into it. You know, I'm not – there's and what's going to end up happening is I'm going to buy 20 of them myself just so I can give them to people. And I'm going to lose money on this no matter how I look at it. So,
right.
You know.
I mean, hopefully it won't come down to that. Maybe you'll I mean, if it does well, people will buy it, and I'm sure you can put it out there. I mean, what it sounds like you got a lot of people contributing to it. Right? So I know we contributed to it.
Oh yeah, dude, I got like 30 articles, and I'm trying to go through them all and weed out the ones I really don't want. But a lot of them are good. I mean, they really are. And you know, there's a lot. There's...
Oh God, that scared me.
How's that? That was pretty good timing, wasn't it?
This guy, somebody smack him.
So. I jumped 3 feet in my chair.
Gayton out in the chat room. It looks like the end of July right now, but I'm not 100% sure. Good. I have sold ads in it, so this is something that I can't back out of. I did, for the first magazine, I sold a quarter page ad for $5. And I've only sold 3 of them, but everybody wants to get in there free. I mean, like, what's $5? But, you know, the deal is you send me a good story, you're able to mention your team name, I don't mind. But if you're looking to get in and advertise, you're not going to get in it like that. I draw a fine line between advertising and telling a story.
Right. So, sometimes the name is important with the story.
Right, right. Well, it's not just that. It gives everyone the opportunity. To me, I see it this way. It gives everyone the opportunity to get their name out. And then, you know, you got a very reputable paranormal team that's got parents and loved ones, and now all of them have a magazine with their name in it. You know, from one team like New Jersey Rope with 30 members, I could sell 60 magazines easy.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm sure we definitely, if you put us in there, if you keep us in there, if you don't throw us out.
If.
sure you'll sell quite a few copies. I mean, how many are you going to print up?
It depends on demand.
So you're going to wait for actual orders before you actually put the order in?
No, you'll get it just a couple. I think the delivery time on it's 1 week. They're going to be the plates will be made up for the printing, and the printing will be on an order basis. And what that means is we'll print up a certain amount every week and then ship them out as ordered.
Gotcha. It might do better than you think. I mean, if you got a lot of good thoughts in there, it might end up taking off for you, and that'd be especially if you start. You say if you start selling things, like you're saying, if you take your team in that direction, you could use it for that reason.
Right.
Like, sort of like a catalog. In
yeah.
Sense.
You know what's funny is everybody who speaks to me says that they find it better that I advertise for people. Like I'm like at this point, the New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, a lot of people see me as like the voice of the community. Because if you tell me something and I want to talk about it, we're going to talk about it on the air. And being able to advertise and being able to be non-biased, I'm able to get the word out there about so many different things. You know what I mean? Like, I'm better at this than I am at anything else.
Well, there you go. So you got your thing. I'd say, you got the right idea. I mean, everybody has a purpose, right?
Right, right. You know.
So Yeah, you have to define your place.
Let's be honest. Ultimately, I'd love to sell 10,000 magazines. And when it's all said and done, I'd like to just design in my home all day and print up a monthly magazine.
Well, Booger over here wants you to put naked ghost pictures in the magazine.
I'll do that, but ghosts are invisible, so, dude, you're not going to have any fun with that.
That's funny. Sex does sell, you know. That's pretty funny.
It does. It does.
It's true.
The ghosts have to lift up their sheets.
It does.
Yeah,
there's
nothing under there. Right. Listen, he can open up the book and he can imagine they're all naked ghosts. It doesn't matter because that's what they would look like.
Not the pictures we sent. Yeah, they look like naked people in those pictures.
Wait, you sent pictures of naked people to me?
Magazine. That's awesome.
I don't remember getting pictures of naked people from you guys.
Nah, no naked pictures. Yeah, okay. We don't do that.
No.
Only classy stuff comes from Lindsay Rope.
That's right.
Thank you.
Gaten said make it a fold-in on the back cover like Mad Magazine. A paranormal fold-in. George W. Bush and then a ghost, right?
Pretty cool. So.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Selma. What are we in for?
Well, you know, I talk about it a lot on here, so my listeners are probably tired of hearing it, but you're in for a treat. It's a great place. It's fun. It's comfortable. Just treat it with respect is all I can tell you. I've never had any problems out there. I've never felt unsafe. Never once.
Right.
Except when someone shot fireworks off in the yard at 3 o'clock in the morning. Then we all ducked.
For a different reason.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing to do with the Selma. The area you're going to is a tough area. It's Norristown, right. And you know it's got a bad reputation. But no one really bothers you there. I'd have to say honestly, even having video of the latch popping up and having video of a door opening and closing, I've got some wild stuff out there. But honestly. When it all comes down to it, I think the weirdest thing that has ever happened to me there, the first night we investigated there, it was about 1:30 in the morning, and someone knocked on the front door as plain as day. And within the 3 seconds it took for me to get to the door, no one was there. And then I walked away from the door and sat down again, and immediately someone knocked on the same door again. The second time around, I called a friend to come outside with me. We walked around the building. No one was to be found. And it was crystal clear. It's not like tap, tap, tap. It's like somebody was at the door. And,
right.
You know.
I had an experience similar to that in a location. I can't disclose where it was at, but it actually wasn't even doing an investigation, but I happened to be there, and I heard a banging noise coming from another room. So I walked over to the room and stood outside the door for a second and was like, what's that banging noise? And went to open the door up. Actually, I walked away. Go back a little bit further. As I got to the door, the banging noise stopped. And so I went back, started walking back to where I come from. And as I was walking away, I heard the banging noise start again. And it sounded like someone was banging metal pans together. Bang, 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 bang. It was loud. And it went on like 3 times before I finally opened up a door and nothing was out of place. But it was like almost like it was toying with me on the other side of the door. As soon as I'd walk away, it would start banging again. And it just drove me crazy. So it just kind of reminded me of what you were saying with the door knocking. Yeah.
And Dee pointed out, and I've told you guys about it before, the piano plays by itself. I got some cool stuff
on
there.
The piano.
We went up there last year right before Halloween, and it was decorated, and there was stuff all over the piano room. And one of my night vision cameras caught some stuff falling off the walls just randomly. I mean, not like any skill to it or anything. Just, you know, a lot of... But the piano playing, just make sure when the piano's playing, you don't mistake it for the flagpole outside, because there's a flagpole, ding, ding, ding. If the wind's blowing and there's no flag on it, it sounds like keys. But if there's no wind outside, you can debunk that right away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like our first piano capture there was like sounded like ding 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 bling. Like like they hammered the keys the last time.
Someone really didn't hit. Someone hit that last key hard. So.
Right. And now my wife is one of those people who tells me I'm crazy and I probably shouldn't believe in ghosts and, you know, all that good stuff. But since she's gotten into it, some strange things have happened to her. I mean, we were at a private location one time and she started crying for no reason, just uncontrollably crying. She said she felt sad. She didn't know why. Nothing was wrong. She didn't need anything. But at Selma Mansion, it creeps her out because she can recall one night we were tearing down and she heard somebody playing the piano, so she went down to see who it was. Nobody was in there. She walked away and she heard a key play by itself again. And it scared her pretty bad. She came and spoke to the group of us about it. And she's like, you know, I'm not the kind of person who's going to tell you that I seen something when I didn't see it. The piano was playing.
And right.
Unfortunately, it's like it always happens when you're tearing down, when no cameras are set up, when all the audio recorders are turned off. You know, it seems to be the way of the world. Some of the best stuff that ever happened at one other location happened when everything was off, you know?
Right. Always. When least expected.
Yeah.
Yep.
Always.
Pretty much. Yeah, especially if they know they got you. They can do it in such a way with her. They know they probably stand there laughing. You know, like, look what I did. You know?
Right.
Hey,
right.
Sucker.
Right. Your keys aren't there anymore, pal.
You think you're gonna find me? Ha ha. Yeah, that's what they're saying. But you know, we usually do. So, somewhere or another.
Of course.
So we're looking forward to it, though. It'll be a first time out there, and hopefully the first of a few times out there. We'll, you know, make it once a year.
Oh, it's an awesome place. It's absolutely
certain places like you want to go back to. You know, certain places you visit over and over and over just because they're that cool. Gettysburg was so far away. That'd be one of them for sure.
Oh my god, definitely.
But even though like 2.5 hours really isn't that bad. I mean, it's not a horrible ride, but
no,
right.
Certainly something you could very easily do. And there's lots of locations out there you can go to, but. Place like Selma, that's, you know, hour ride, sure. If it turns out to be a great investigation, it's definitely something you can go back to over and over and over.
It's a good place, man. Good place.
Very
you're
cool.
Going to, you're going to love it. No matter how you look at it, you're going to love it.
Got to meet up with you over at the Fort Mifflin someday.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to do that.
Go walk around that place. You bring your people. I bring my people. We
converge people.
We can just have lunch there.
Have my people call you people. Set it up, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
Just another phone call, Katie. You're making
me. So, anyways,
it's been a beautiful night. Listen up, guys. Coming up next is Skeleton Key with Paranormal Sarah. You guys will probably love that show. She talks about a lot of cool stuff, and you know, hang out, listen up. I'm personally.
You're not the last show anymore?
No, I'm not the last show. There is now a show behind me. She had to move over to Happy Tuesday with us.
Very cool.
And I think it's awesome because, you know, being in the middle of shows always means that there's someone actively on. You know, if you're the first one, you got to wait on people to log in. If you're the last one, people are logging out before it's done.
Right.
So being in between shows is perfect for me. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I saw a few names jumping up and down on that online users there, so that's a good thing. Hopefully everybody was entertained. So.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you having us on again. And,
thanks again.
We'll have to get on. Fun. And what we got to do is we got to get on there now with you later on after we've gone to the Selma and talk about what we come up with in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we got a lot of stuff we can do, man. We don't live that far away from each other, you know?
No.
And, you know, if you guys got a good investigation coming up, you got an opening or something, give me a call. I'll see if I can come out and hang with you or anything. I got a ton of equipment, so that's not even a question.
That works. That works. Very cool. We will definitely do that.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate you having us on again. And I appreciate
absolutely. I'm sure you'll be on soon.
On the Selma there. We never would have found out about it if it wasn't for you.
Yeah,
so, you know, we're definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm sure you guys will be back on here soon. And I look forward to that. And you guys, you know, you're welcome to log in when you're not on the radio, so you can listen.
I have. It just now that I've got regular hours, you'll see me more.
You know, it's funny. When I'm not on, I won't log into the chat room, but I'll listen streaming on my telephone. And you can't tell that I'm listening in the chat room.
I've actually
when I'm
done that before too. With the what's it called? The there's a radio. Which one did you say it was? I have it on my phone.
TuneIn Radio. I have it on most of my radio.
Yes, that's it. at TuneIn Radio. I did find it. I was like, wow, I actually went on and was able to log in. I said, that's pretty cool. So I will definitely be doing that.
Listen, everyone out there, you guys have an awesome, awesome 4th of July weekend. I am looking forward to it myself. To be completely honest with you, I am going to go over and watch a movie from 1982 right now. I've been looking for this movie for years, and I found it right before the radio show. The show is Rad, and it's about people on BMX bicycles. And
I remember that movie.
That movie changed my life. I did bicycle stunts when I was a kid after this.
That was a long time ago. That was 1982. I actually remember that movie. Wow.
Yep, and I've been looking for it for a long time, and I just got a digital copy of it off the internet, so I'm fixing to pop that baby in and watch it.
Have fun.
So, thanks for hanging out in the chat room, and, of course, like always, thanks to Dr. Dave for having a beautiful chat room for us to chat in, and everybody out there, Dee and Gaten, and I know the guys from Seekers logged in earlier. I'm not sure why they logged out, but I love having them in here.